Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers, once again, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are drawing closer and closer to the Mubarak month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it be possible for us to experience the beautiful month of Ramadan with afiyat, with good health, in such a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with us. And the purpose and the object and aim of roza, la'allakum tattaqoon, that we may gain this piety and righteousness and this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it may become a reality. We have heard many talks regarding Ramadan in our lives, pre-Ramadan, during Ramadan, post-Ramadan. This month of Ramadan has been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as shahrun azimun mubarak. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the word azim to describe this month. And he chose the word mubarak. Now let us understand how great this month is and how blessed this month is. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood the value of this month. And in fact, in one hadith, it is reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if only my ummah knew the true significance, importance of Ramadan, they would wish that the entire year be Ramadan. It is for this reason that our Salaf al-Saliheen, the pious predecessors, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would prepare for Ramadan well in advance. Well in advance. In fact, after Ramadan passes by, they already start preparing for the next Ramadan. And the preparation was a spiritual preparation. Each Ramadan, they tried to excel and gain more closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the previous Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had assembled the Sahaba on the last day of Shaaban. So just before Ramadan, he gathered the Sahaba and he gave them a lengthy sermon. Salman radiallahu ta'ala, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala says, Khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Rasulullah gave us a khutbah. He gave us a lecture on the last day of Shaaban, in which he emphasized the importance of the month of Ramadan. Now why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasize the month of Ramadan, the importance so much, the blessings, the virtue? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. That this month of Ramadan is just a few days, 29 or 30 days that we experience the month of Ramadan. Sometimes a person, the moment we hear the month of Ramadan, the very first thing that comes to our mind is that we have to fast. And now we won't be able to eat and drink during the day as we normally do. and enjoy other pleasures which is normally halal for us. Now in the month of Ramadan we have to restrain ourselves. And because we're not used to and accustomed to fasting, we're not accustomed to refraining and restraining ourselves. We're not accustomed to reciting Quran so much, Taraweeh Salah. Sometimes the thought comes that, so many days I got to keep roza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, it's only a few days. So nothing to become so perturbed about. But, Hazrat Ali Billah, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions another explanation, and he says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, that it's just a few days, so one has to capitalize these few days, and ensure that you just got a few days in which you're going to gain maximum benefit from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which comes down pouring on the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a very special month. It is exclusive. Allah has made it so. Allah has made Ramadan very special. From all the other months, the other 11 months of the year, Allah chose Ramadan to be special. And Allah revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is barakah in this month. Barakah even in the sustenance a person gets, in the rozi. Everybody wants barakah in his livelihood. Everybody seeks barakah in the food he has. Yuzadu fihi rizqul mu'min. In the same hadith it is mentioned that the rizq, the sustenance, the rozi of a believer is increased. It is multiplied. We'll see inshallah, the moment Ramadan commences, our dastarkhan, our tables, we normally don't see such delicacies, such type of food in the other months. Yes, occasionally if there's some dawat or something, you might see some extra samosas and bhajjas. In the month of Ramadan, practically every single day, there's so much of food. And not only the sustenance of a person gains barakat, but even the ibadat of the person, we will witness inshallah, we will see how a person gains barakat in his ibadat. Normally, it's difficult to read extra nafil, tahajjud. The month of Ramadan, Allah has made it such that Allah gives the person the strength and the himmat to excel in ibadat. Normally he won't read nafil salat, but now he comes to the masjid, this time he'll engage in nafil salat. Normally he will loiter around the wudu khana or outside. Month of Ramadan, everybody is focused. People come in already engaged in tilawat of the Quran. Somebody is making dhikrullah. People are engaged in dua, especially before Maghrib, at the time of iftar. There is some special atmosphere, some ronak. We can actually feel and sense this barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pouring in the month of Ramadan. So, shahrun azeemun mubarak. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in the month of Ramadan, if a person performs one nafil deed, then the sawab is multiplied. Reward also gains barakah. It is multiplied and he gets the reward equivalent of having performed a fard act out of the month of Ramadan. In other words, normal days now, before the month of Ramadan, any person who performed any fard act, he gets a great sawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the month of Ramadan, just one nafil you will do, an optional act, and you will get the sawab of performing a fard out of Ramadan. Then what about performing a fard in Ramadan? Rasulullah says, you perform one fard in the month of Ramadan, any compulsory action, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it by 70 times more. 70 times more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, Allah looks for excuses. Allah wants to forgive. The beginning first 10 days are days of rahmah. The second days are days of maghfirat, second 10 days. The last 10 days, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. From the beginning till the end, it is only mercy of Allah. It is only maghfirat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only being saved from the fire of Jahannam. Allah creates excuses for us to forgive us, to pardon us. In the last night of Ramadan, Allah forgives all those who keep roza in the month of Ramadan. Sahaba asked, is this Laylatul Qadr night? Nabi said, no. Laylatul Qadr night has its special own virtue, which is better than 1,000 months, more than 80 years of ibadat, sawab a person gets. But when a person works, then he gets his pay, he gets his check, his salary, on the last day of the month. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a check. Allah is rewarding us on the last night of Ramadan. Then we find the fish in the sea. They are makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they also make istighfar on behalf of all those who fast in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorates the jannat of the fasting person every single day in the month of Ramadan. Now imagine, when Allah decorates it, Allah beautifies the jannat which Allah has promised all of us, inshallah, which we all will attain and enter. But every single day, Allah makes the jannat that Allah has prepared for you, Allah beautifies it, Allah decorates it, Allah makes it even more beautiful for you. Then in the hadith it is mentioned, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمِ وَصُفِّتَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Another virtue, the moment the month of Ramadan enters, Allah opens the doors of Jannat. The doors of Jannat are open wide. Now again, barakat, rahmat, mercy, forgiveness. And the doors of Jahannam are shut. Doors of Jahannam are closed. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only blessing the ummah with His special mercy in the month of Ramadan. Allah doesn't talk about punishment in the month of Ramadan. To such an extent, is mentioned in the riwayat, a person who passes away on a Friday, or even in the month of Ramadan, he is saved from the chastisement of the qabr, right till the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah Ta'ala give us a maut on a Friday, or the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah. And then the shayateen, they are chained. Of course, ulama explain, the bigger shayateen, they are chained, the smaller ones, they are not chained. Or some say that all are chained. And they explain this because people then question that how come still a person still finds himself committing some sins in the month of Ramadan? And that is because of his nafs, his egos, his desires, his passions. Because all the time he has nurtured his soul and he has let his soul and his passions and desires, or he has allowed himself to become a slave of his passions and desires. He has not tamed himself. Therefore, still in the month of Ramadan, person still finds himself now within committing some sins. But generally we find that a person, generally like ourselves, we are weak out of the month of Ramadan. But because everybody is doing the same collective ibadat, we all are fasting, we all are engaged in taraweeh, dhikr, tilawat of the Quran, a person automatically commits lesser sins in the month of Ramadan. But this month of Ramadan, as we said, it is a very great month, auspicious month, a Mubarak month. It's a visitor that is coming to us. A person has a daughter married abroad, and after 1 year now she's coming. There's so much of excitement at home. Everybody is waiting now. The daughter is coming, son-in-law is coming, the grandchildren are coming. And from beforehand, the preparations are made at home to entertain them, to welcome them. We even ask what type of food you would like to eat. And we go out of our way to make sure that the daughter of us and this family of ours, they're happy and we can entertain them well. In fact, we will spoil them. Whatever the requests are, whatever their requests, their demands are, we will make sure that we will fulfill their requests. Ramadan also comes in a similar manner. Ramadan has some requests from us as well. Ramadan has some desires from us. Some type of commands from us. What does Ramadan expect from us? Ramadan expects that we should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tame this nafs of ours. In the month of Ramadan, we are fasting during the day, from dawn to dusk. We are refraining not only from haram, but even from those things which normally Allah has made halal for us. Now, to be able to restrain yourself from things which are normally halal even. Now, this is actually taming your nafs. You're controlling your passions. You're not allowing your passions to run wild. We are actually chaining and fettering our nafs. We're putting our nafs down. We are subduing our nafs. Now, one entire month, if a person practices and he's able to overcome the desires and dictates of his nafs, then inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, it becomes easy for him then to refrain from all the other haram things and to restrain himself. In the month of Ramadan, a person is even told not to become angry. If somebody happens to enter into some argument with you, all you're going to tell him, brother, I am fasting. I do not wish to engage in any type of quarrel and dispute. In fact, you remind that person, he's also fasting, but you're reminding him that we have to respect this beautiful month. So this visitor that is coming, we have to entertain and care and look after this month of Ramadan. So that when Ramadan leaves also, there's no remorse or regret from our side. And this is common. Every year we say the same thing. That we want to spend a good Ramadan. But unfortunately when Ramadan begins, then we procrastinate. So therefore, before the month of Ramadan, we still have 10, 11 days. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi always say, condition your mind. Prepare. We haven't prepared the 11 months. No problem, still got 11 days at least. In these 11 days now, start conditioning your mind that you will have to keep roza. There will be Taraweeh Salah. Yes, not normal now, it's not the normal Salah that we read in Isha. It's a little bit of extra effort that's required. But begin to enjoy that ibadat. This is the difference between the ibadat of the pious, the elders, the ulama, and weak persons like myself. That they enjoy, they look forward to that ibadat. They wait to make sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wait to engage in dua and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the month of Ramadan, we will emphasize again that the time before, at the time of iftar, just before maghrib, those few minutes before the adhan, those are the most precious moments of a fasting person. His du'as are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many ahadith indicating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject a fasting person's du'a, especially at the time of iftar. At that time we should be silent, not fiddling around with our samosa and with our dates and water. All that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Nobody, alhamdulillah, in our masjid is so much of dates. We've got so much in all our masajid in the whole of Durban. Not only deed, there's alim and there's so many other things. So we will never run short, inshallah. There's so much of barakah. That reminds me of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah says this is shahrul muwasat. We should show compassion to the rest of mankind, to the rest of the Muslim ummah. Even in our own country, there are so many areas where they did not have dates or sufficient food to eat at the time of iftar. Now, whilst we have truckloads of dates, and we keep pouring on dates, mashallah, everybody is affluent, wealthy. What about the poor people? What's the reward of giving one kajur, one date, and you help the person, a fasting person, to open his roza? Allah forgives you for all your sins you committed. مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَإِتْقُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates your soul from the fire of Jahannam. Allah says, you fed my banda, he was fasting. You were so kind, you were so generous, all you gave him is one date or a sip of water. Allah says, I have forgiven you and I have removed you from the fire of Jahannam. Not only that, whatever rewards that fasting person derived because of his roza, Allah says, I am giving you also that amount of reward and thawab. It doesn't end there. Allah says, you were kind. to my banda, you gave him a sip of water to drink, you will get the holy kosher water from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the day of Qiyamah. Now we should look and find those areas. Find those people. We were in Cape Town, in Mitchell's Plain, a few years back. Those poor brothers had no kajur even to open their roza. When Allah has given us so much, we'll have, see, just now before month of Ramadan, the medjool boxes, every house will have not one, five boxes. You will never run short. The more you give, the more Allah will give you. Find those people who don't have these dates. Go to those poor areas, those masajid, those musallas, those areas where they don't have anything for sari or anything for iftar. Allah Ta'ala will reward us tremendously, inshallah. So the month of Ramadan, we have to prepare ourselves, condition our minds, look forward that this Mubarak month is going to come. And let me see how I can make maximum use of this Mubarak month and gain from every single good deed that Allah has prescribed and get maximum rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a month of Quran. Now we don't have time to go into the lives of our pious predecessors, but open the kitab Fazail Amal. There is a whole section Fazail Ramadan. You will see the Ramadan of the elders, the Ramadan of the pious ulama, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi, Mona Rai Puri Rahmatullahi, every other Hazrat Madni Rahmatullahi. Go throughout the world, you will find the mashayikh, the ulama, they treasure every single second of Ramadan, they do not waste. There's no time to waste time. We don't have the time to waste time. If you are not engaged in Quran, you're not engaged in nafil, then at least if you're resting, but don't engage in ghiba. This has a direct impact on our fast. The famous incident of those two women who were fasting, and they complain of spasms of hunger, and they're almost dying. And Rasulullah called for them, he told them to vomit into two bowls, and they vomited out from flesh of meat, or some meat, fresh meat. And he says this was an account of ghibah that they had made. We don't control our tongue. Engage our tongue in the dhikr of Allah, durood sharif, tilawat. Try to finish minimum at least one khatam of the Quran and Majid in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, in this masjid from years, many other masajid, alhamdulillah, have also comments after the Asr Salat, till just before Maghrib Salat, this Quran reading program that we have, almost a para a day. So those of us who are weak and we cannot recite on our own, at least we will follow and inshallah we will get the thawab of one khatam of Quran, inshallah. Tarawih Salah. Yesterday we had a very inspiring program by Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain. And he explained the Quran, the importance of hufaz and how we should perform Tarawih, etc. But we have a terrible tendency of keep on complaining and comparing masajid. This is not the maqsad of Tarawih. The maqsad of Tarawih is to enjoy the Tarawih. Now every person can't read in a very mellifluous manner. Those hufaz try. They'll try their best. Everybody doesn't have a very beautiful voice. But they make an effort. We should appreciate the efforts. It's not very easy to come in front here and stand and perform. Give them encouragement. Every single night you will find Pu'afi Sahab emerging from the masjid, and before you can even reach the door, 10 people will tell him 10 different things. Give our youngsters encouragement. In the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah exhorted recitation of La ilaha illallah in abundance. Read La ilaha illallah in abundance. And istighfar in abundance. A lot of istighfar. Then ask Allah, O Allah, grant me Jannah. And O Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. These four things have been mentioned. Generosity, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very generous his entire life, throughout the year. But came the month of Ramadan, he was more generous than the other months. Karrih al-Mursala. Like that wind that is sent, and it spreads very far, and it, through that wind, the clouds are moved, and so much of rain covers a very vast area. So like that, a person is exhorted to be more generous in the month of Ramadan. It is the month of sabr, patience. And what is the reward for being patient? You will get jannat. In the hadith, Rasulullah says, Allah Ta'ala says, a person who keeps roza, roza is for me. All ibadat is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat we are reading for Allah. Zakat we are giving for Allah. Hajj, everything. Why does Allah say, as-sawmu li? Roza mere liye, it's for me. Why? You see, when a person is fasting, we cannot see the physical aspect of fasting because it's something within the person. In normal days, on a Monday and Thursday, you only come to know sometimes a person was fasting if you're sitting next to him at the time of Maghrib, he's opening his fast. The entire day you did not know he was fasting. There is more ikhlas and sincerity in roza. Namaz a person is reading, obviously he has to have sincerity. But still there is an element of possibility of some show, ostentation. People are watching me, so I will read extra namaz. In fasting, you can't see this element of show. Therefore, Allah says, this is mine, wa ana ajzi bihi. And I will give the full reward. All other ibadat, Allah Ta'ala has fixed reward for it. Salat, jamaat, zakat, hajj. Angels know what's the reward for it. Of course, Allah then multiplies according to the person, how he performs that action. But roza, Allah says, I will put down what marks I must give this person. I will put down how much. And when Allah Himself puts down, Allah will never give a less reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem. He will give abundant reward. One person mentioned very beautifully, there's so many other things, but inshallah in the month of Ramadan we will hear. Get accustomed, get happy to hear the word taqwa, 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 taqwa. May Allah grant us this taqwa. Where we are to obey Allah's commandments. Whatever Allah has commanded us to do, we have to bring it into our life. And whatever Allah has prohibited, Allah has made haram, then we should restrain or we should refrain from those things. We should stop indulging in those things. That is the meaning of taqwa. So one person mentions very beautifully, he gives this analogy of Ramadan with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's incident. Now we don't have the time to give tafsir of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but I trust that most of you know the entire incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his brothers and how he was thrown into the well. Beautiful surah. 12 months of the year. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had 12 sons. But the most beloved from all those sons was Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. In a similar manner, there are 12 months. The most beloved in the eyes of Allah is the month of Ramadan. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is akin to the month of Ramadan. In this analogy, this explanation. So afdal, afdal, the most afdal of all the months, afdal shuhur, indallah Ramadan. Like how Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was most beloved in the eyes of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, from the time he was a little child, so much of sabr, thrown into the well, kept away from his father, father to make sabr, he made so much of sabr. The entire surah Yusuf is only about sabr. And he gives a lot of hope and strength to all those people going through difficulties. So like that, just as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was an embodiment of sabr, and he had to make so much of sabr. He had to show compassion to his brothers, and he forgave his brothers in the end. What did he say? La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. This month of Ramadan is a month of patience, it's a month of forgiveness, month of compassion. We've got workers working for our staff. They're also keeping roza, the Muslim staff. They're also keeping roza. So worry about them as well. They got to reach home also. They also have to open their roza. Let us not be unfair to them. That we make them work so hard, and we knock off early, and we go on home, because we're going to make ibadat, and we're going to stand up for tarawih, and we don't worry about that person reaching so far home. Let them go home early. It's a month of compassion, month of sabr, just like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made sabr. Then, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam come. They don't have sufficient food. There's a shortage of food. So they come to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and they say, they bring some goods that they had, very inferior quality. And they barter with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and they get some goods, in some food in return. They needed some supplies of rice and wheat, etc. So whatever goods they had, they brought it, and in exchange of that, they got some ration, some supply. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam replenishes them with food, but whatever money they brought or whatever goods they brought, to give and get this food in exchange. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was so kind, he sends this money, or he puts this good back into the saddlebags. When they go home, they realize that Yusuf, or this king, did not take anything from us. He gives us our goods back, and he gives us supply of food. So whenever there was a shortage, there was a deficiency, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam replenishes them. Like that, the other 11 months of the year, we know how deficient we are in our amal. Our salat, ibadat, etc. There's so much of deficiencies there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such the month of Ramadan come, 1 month, and spiritually how we feel illuminated, brightened, elevated, as though all those weaknesses, deficiencies we found in the rest of the year, now it is covered up in 1 month. That Quran which we couldn't read 11 months, in 1 month we made a khatam. And then, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam became blind. He had 12 sons. But the shirt of the other sons casted over him did not bring back his sight. It was only the kurta, the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that was sent to him. And from a distance already he could smell the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The moment the kurta was thrown over him, Allah Ta'ala made it such that his eyes or his sight was restored. Now he could see. This heart of ours, which becomes spiritually dead, as though it is blind, in the month of Ramadan, this Ramadan comes, and Allah Ta'ala gives us the spiritual eyes. Allah puts nur into this heart, and we automatically feel pious. We don't claim to be pious, we just feel good. We just want to be in the masjid environment. On a Sunday, people will come to listen to another talk besides the Jummah talk. Every day after Fajr in most masjid, there's some talk. People sit for that talk. After Taraweeh, there's tafsir sometimes. A person wants to sit, he wants to learn. Why? Because he's enjoying the Ramadan. Time has expired already. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with a beautiful Ramadan. May Allah give us such a Ramadan that will become a turning point in our lives. Encourage our youngsters especially to read the Taraweeh, to come into the masjid. There will be so many programs, especially in this masjid, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. We make a humble appeal to all our youngsters especially. Instead of just wasting our time, let them come and participate in the programs, Tawbah, Istighfar. We all are in need of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Let it not happen. Month of Ramadan comes, it goes by, and we fail to gain from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Because then Rasulullah has said, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِي مَنْ حَرُمَ فِي رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The most wretched person, most unfortunate, unlucky person, real loser, is that person who is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Such a person, Rasulullah actually said, Ameen, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him. As Rasulullah ascended the minbar, he said, Ameen, 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 three times, three steps. We know the hadith. But one of those people who Rasulullah said Ameen when Jibreel cursed, who? Those people that the month of Ramadan comes, goes by, and still they are not forgiven. Why? Because they don't take that initiative. They don't have that himmat. They don't come forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah makes an announcer in the night, Allah has an announcer appointed. Ya baghi al khair, akbil. O seeker of good, O seeker of forgiveness, O seeker of mercy, come forward. Allah is prepared to forgive you. Allah is prepared to grant you whatever you want. Ya baghi ashar aqsir. O person who is seeking to do evil and to cause mischief, then you must go further away. Allah does not want to see you. Now let us not become evil people. Let us try. We all are weak. But let us take the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will come running to us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.